Our musical guest tonight is a singer-songwriter from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, whose blend of roots rock and country music has been praised by the New York Times, Rolling Stone, and Blender. And she's here to play a song from her latest album, Asking for Flowers. Kathleen Edwards, welcome to Fair Game.
Thank you.
I feel like I should have brought you flowers. Do people throw them at you now at concerts?
It's just starting to happen, and I'm not going to complain. I absolutely love it.
It's so operatic, isn't it? Isn't that what they do to, like...
Yeah, I feel like Kathleen Battle instead of Kathleen Edwards. Yeah.
What is your favorite flower, just so your fans know what to throw at you?
Oh, you know what? There really isn't a bad one. There really isn't.
Carnations? You're down with that?
Well, that's kind of... I mean, look, if you're on a budget, that's always a
sure.
good option.
It's the thought, right? Kathleen, what would you like to play for us tonight?
I'm going to do the censored version of The Cheapest Key.
Times I bit my tongue. B is for bull and you fed me some. C is for charity and now you're mine. D is for dollars but you're counting dimes. E is the exit sign backstage at shows. F is my favorite letter as you know. G is for God loves a patient man who spends his days living in eagle land. You always write it in the cheapest key. You always blame it on the cheapest key. You always blame me in the cheapest key. They say the start's always the hardest part. Not like you know, baby, I'm all warmed up. Sometimes I wanna shout your name out loud and let them in on what you're all about. You always write it in the cheapest key. You always blame it on the cheapest key. You always blame me in the cheapest key. And there it goes, 'cause I've been on the road too long to sympathize with what you think you're owed. You always write it in the cheapest key. You always blame it on the cheapest key. You always blame me in the cheapest key.
That was The Cheapest Key by Kathleen Edwards. Her new album is called Asking for Flowers, and it's in stores now. You can download the song she played tonight, along with two other songs she recorded in our studio on our website, morefairgame.org. As an added bonus, we've also included an MP3 of her telling us the tragic story behind her song, Alicia Ross.